Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now already into hour number three. Steve Quayle, had been on with us a couple years, very interesting mind on the political front and what's happening with the dollar, joining us. Kevin Booth, my good friend of many years, since the, I guess, the 93, 94 or so, is joining us, and he's going to have a free show, and everybody else is paying big bucks to go to it at one of the biggest premier theaters there on the Hollywood Strip. But 200 of my listeners is doing this here. You go to AmericanDrugWar.com, you email Kevin, and he will get your name, and you will have tickets waiting for you there at this event. Kevin, real fast again, fire out exactly what they're going to be able to see at this event.
Right around 9 o'clock, I'll get up and do a brief intro. We'll roll the entire film. It'll be exactly 2 hours long. At the end of the film, I'll get up and speak for a few minutes. I'm going to introduce our featured guest speaker. He'll speak for about 10 minutes. This is the Honorable Superior Court Judge Gray, Judge James Gray. He's an incredible guy. He wants to end the drug war. This is a man that sits in judgment of drug offenders all day in a major court, and he is really fighting to end the drug war. He's an incredible person. He belongs. He's a member of LEAP. He's one of the head guys of law enforcement against prohibition. Incredible. We're going to also be in the get sidetracked here to finish this. Also speaking that night will be T. Rogers, one of the co-founders of the Blood Street Gang, and there'll be some former drug smugglers, doctors. It'll be quite a wide variety. There's actually several people that are in the film that have passed away. We're going to have people that represent some of the deceased that are in the film, family members there to represent them. And we're going to dedicate the evening to Claudia Jensen, a medical marijuana doctor who fought on Capitol Hill to try to legalize medical marijuana. She just passed away from breast cancer. And that's about it. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. We're going to have a Superior Court judge sitting next to the co-founder of the Blood Street Gang on a panel. So that conversation will go till about midnight there, and then we'll move the entire audience out into an area with hopefully bar service and catering. And there'll be like a little after party in this open-air thing at the Egyptian Theater on Hollywood Boulevard there. It's a gorgeous location. And I believe we did win Best International Human Rights Film of the Year for this thing. They already told me that in the awards ceremony.
They've already told you won, but you can't say that you just did. Good job, Kevin. Hey, I salute your, 4.5, 5-year saga now?
Yeah, and this is our fourth film festival win, too. So it's been fun. You know, doing the film festival circuit, it's a lot of fun.
You have done well, my apprentice.
I want to tell everybody, too, the drugpolicy.org, a big anti-drug war group, is having its yearly convention this year in New Orleans in the French Quarter, and we'll be screening Drug War there on the Thursday night of the big drug policy conference in New Orleans.
All right, AmericanDrugWar.com, right?
Yep, or you can just email me direct at kevin@sacredcow.com. And I just now got the 200 free tickets that I announced literally 5 minutes before I went on the air here, so I don't even know if it's posted on the front of American Drug War. I'll get my guy
get it. Get it posted, folks. You can froth to get it, and the first 200 get it, and that is it.
Already had quite a bunch of emails pour in just in the last couple of minutes, so if you want tickets, you better get them.
Well, we got about 2 million people listening, Bubba. Well, Kevin, good to have you on board with us, and I can't wait to see you when you're here in Austin, my friend.
Me too, and I want to meet the Alex Jones fans here in Southern California. Come on, you guys, come in, introduce yourselves to me.
Don't worry, you'll be meeting them tomorrow.
Excellent.
Hey, Kev, take care.
You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more serious news, but the drug war is very important to fight and expose. The economy, the plunging dollar, war, the new world order. But he's also somebody for over 15 years been talking about eugenics and the extermination plan. That's why Steve Quayle is scheduled to join us right after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To much of our audience, he needs no introduction, but for some of you out there, Steve Quayle's been on the air, I don't know, 15-plus years, longer than that. And he's been talking about genetic engineering and the elite thing, and they're going to split species and bioweapons and race-specific systems, writing books on it 10 years ago, longer. And I did my own research and looked into all of it and made Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But I sent him up for the show to talk about that. He has his own syndicated show that you can hear weeknights, what, 6 to 8, Monday through Friday Central, and I've been a guest on his show in the last few weeks. But I also want to talk about the plunging dollar with him. He's been talking about that for years, saying all the things were in position for that to happen. We didn't know when they would execute it. It's now taking place. But also, I know he's a Christian, and I've been no enemy of Pastor Hagee. I've agreed with a lot of, you know, good preacher on TV on most issues, or Pat Robertson. But Pat Robertson's saying China has to do what it does with abortion now, on CNN, that's okay in China, endorsing Giuliani, who's pro-abortion and gay marriage. And even if you're not a Christian or conservative and are for gay marriage, the point is, isn't that weird to have Giuliani doing that? I mean, to have him, we have those clips, and now Pastor Hagee coming out and saying that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I don't even know if Steve's aware. This has broken the last few days and is really big news. Steve, I'm shaken by this. I mean, this is the third biggest church in the country, and Robertson endorsing Giuliani at the same time. Things are very, very strange.
Well, Alex, I think this is the great falling away, the great seduction, the great deception that Jesus spoke of. And I got to tell you something. For Pat Robertson to endorse Giuliani, especially with Giuliani's pro abortion stance, if it weren't even enough that Giuliani, remember when he got hit with a lightning bolt, or the place he was speaking got hit with a lightning bolt as he was defending abortion?
He got hit twice.
Yeah, and he made the statement, if you remember, he said, I'm a Catholic and we take these things seriously. Well, my suggestion is that Pat Robertson begin to take things seriously. I'm so disappointed in Pat Robertson, to be blunt with you, Alex, because again, this is an absolute abrogation of life. And we're going to talk a little bit about transhumanism and the elite. You built the case in all of your videos and all your airtime that the elite want the average man dead. And I think that's what we need to just keep driving home, that they want, basically, the human race destroyed. They want us annihilated. Of course, they want to be around, and they want to be modified, genetically engineered, genetically altered. They basically want to live forever and be able to go on perpetrating their egalitarian and what I would say almost Luciferian desire to destroy the last vestiges of the descendants of Adam and Eve. And I got to tell you, Pastor Agee making the statements, and by the way, I follow that really closely, and I got to tell you something. He's teaching something that's so contrary to the basics of Jesus' teaching.
Well, the Bible actually says that's what Antichrist will say. He will say, I'm not the Messiah.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you something. You see, it shouldn't surprise any of us that this is coming out. And for, again, someone that basically has been the strongest proponent for the United States to bomb Iran and bring about Armageddon, let me make something clear, and I think this is where some Christians really don't get the picture. In order for you to have the Antichrist, that means the he that will take the place of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I came and you received me not, but another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive. So now we've got Pastor Hagee and others preparing the world for Armageddon, which it isn't really Armageddon. Armageddon is the last battle at the end of the tribulation. But if you notice Pastor Hagee and all the other rapture teachers, they want everyone to believe that the Christians are going to be out of here so that when this false Armageddon comes, then Jesus comes back. But what he's doing, Alex, in my opinion, is preparing people for the Antichrist. And that's why we've seen this situation you've talked about. You mentioned it on my show. I'm totally opposed to pastors lining up, syncing up with the Department of Homeland Security, anything else, because they are, by that statement, saying that the state, if you will, is God.
Well, they admit that in 2006 they recruited 13,000 preachers, prominent preachers. They doubled that number this year. In fact, pull that newscast up. It's only a minute long. I want to play that later, John, running things there. And so there's no doubt Hagee was the third largest church in the country. There's no doubt he's been recruited.
Absolutely. And I want to share this. I believe that just as we use the word in common vernacular, Judas goat, I believe that these guys are leading their flock to the slaughter. It is interesting, Alex, that when you take into account now that Giuliani's got all his tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, Pat Robertson has his close to $1 billion, doesn't it seem to be obvious that these guys all change their attitudes towards what the scripture says as they become more quote-unquote successful? And I got to tell you, I believe what Pat Robertson has done is endorsed heretical teaching, and it's an absolutely abhorrent stand to the basis and the tenets of biblical Christianity.
I'd never attack Pat Robertson. He wrote a book 18 years ago called The New World Order, and it was all accurate. And then suddenly they came and started trying to take his 501c3, started trying to take his TV networks, and then he rolled over. We clearly saw him roll over at that point. And then 7 years ago he said China's doing what it has to do with Planned Parenthood and aggressive population control. And then he did a clarification and said, yeah, they got too many people. And then I had Christians call me and say, how dare you? I know Pat said it, but it's okay. No, it's not okay.
It is not okay. People have got to get their eyes off of John Hagee. They've got to get their eyes off of every quote preacher and start getting back to the basis of the Bible. You know, the Bible talks about the time when men would no longer would endure sound doctrine. And what's happening is just as the word human being is being redefined by the transhumanists, the scriptures are creating the God they want to serve in their image, as opposed to allowing God to reveal who he is, and he has a certain set of criteria for us. And I got to tell you something. Anybody that would endorse someone who endorses abortion worships death. And the basis of abortion, as you know, one of the strongest forces behind that was Margaret Sanger, the whole eugenics movement.
Well, Hitler was the first to legalize it.
Absolutely, but it's been going on for a long time. Child sacrifice, if you go back to the time of the Canaanites, the Old Testament is probably the best example of eugenics in action. And it all boils down to this, Alex. men don't want to serve the living God. That's the biblical presentation at the end of the age. The psalm says we will not have God rule over us. So they become gods, and this is a whole basis of everything that you've done in your works on the Bohemian Grove, the Luciferians, and you've seen, Alex, an escalation in their apparent non-concern now for transparency. They don't care. They think it's a done deal, and they're working overtime to bring about, in my opinion, the destruction of close to 5.5 billion people.
Well, that's in the United Nations biological diversity assessments. That's public. It's in Endgame. It's you can just type it into Google and pull up the UN website and read them all. All these politicians and lords and kings and princes and queens saying it. And my only question is, we know they're doing soft kill, cancer viruses in the vaccines, spraying us with things, the GMO foods, but that's all just testing. The hundreds of millions they've killed is just testing. Testing how to keep it quiet, testing how to false diagnose it, testing how to get their people trained to carry it out and do it. All the chemical, biological, radiological spraying and testing and killing troops and children and foster children and in Israel, U.S. paying them to radiate 110,000 children. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. These diabolical people, and I think the biggest problem is the general public, who still has a conscience, judges the New World Order by their own selves. Oh, I wouldn't kill children. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't poison people. I wouldn't. I mean, remember when Bayer Pharmaceutical got caught last year? Their own documents went public. They lost the big lawsuit internationally. France arrested Bayer officials there, the only country that did the right thing. But it came out that the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical knew every person that took Factor VIII would get AIDS. Every shot had it. They knew it would kill hundreds of thousands. And they did it. And people say, oh, they just didn't care. No, they did it by design. See, I mean, it just...
Absolutely. That's what I think people have missed, Alex, is the design, the implementation. When you look back at how many Gulf War veterans have died, it's absolutely astonishing, astronomical, and off the charts. I remember when we were talking years ago at the start of Gulf War, you and I were both on the radio saying, man, there's something funny about Michigan Biologicals and the whole anthrax thing. It just sounds too hokey, too phony, and it's something's wrong. And then a lot of the people in the service turned it down. They said, we don't want that stuff. And the point is that the testing phase is over. We're now, Alex, in the implementation phase of all the scientists that have been murdered, the who's who in the world.
Oh, let's talk about that. Let's explain that. The beta testing's done, and they're going green light, and that's why they're so wild right now. Man, I mean, you can call it feel it in your spirit, sixth sense, in your gut, whatever. Have you ever felt this much unease?
No, I haven't, because the thing is that I'm convinced, you know, just like when we first talked about we'll jump around a lot, but when we first talked about the chemtrail issue, you know, people said, oh, no, it's not chemtrail, it's contrail. But as they began to see the correlation between more respiratory disease, obviously strange weather phenomenon, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what Alex has been talking about, the plans of the elite. Alex, you know, whether it's the Bohemian Grove crew, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, all of the different groups, that's just, if you will, the covering. Underneath, there is a contempt for the God of the Bible. There is a contempt for human beings, and the idea is to kill off all the humans and then insert something of their making that basically lives forever and will supposedly be the supermen that Nietzsche wrote about, that Hitler was looking for, the Übermensch, that he sent the Annenerbe of the SS all over the world searching for everything from religious relics to oversized people, stronger than normal people, because he had it in his mind that he could create a super race, and that's exactly what we're dealing. You know,
and now it's in the BBC. I mean, you wrote books about this 10 years ago. Now it's all admitted. They want to do it. Oh, heaven help us.
Well, and you know, we've done our homework. This is something that probably, I don't know if it's your pet peeve, but it is mine, Alex. You know, this stuff is all out there for people to see. I would challenge anyone, just type in the word transhumanism on a Google search and start reading the articles from Wired or some of the transhumanist documents themselves. They're going to find out these people are, if you would, they're the equivalent of Dr. Moreau on steroids.
Oh, yeah, it's
totally insane.
So the power, let's talk about how they wiped out all the microbiologists. Let's get into their master plan, why they love death, and a lot more. Well, he's Steve Quayle, ladies and gentlemen. We're really honored to have him here with all of his intellect and expertise. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calrex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calrex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calrex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calrex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calrex for my heels.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Steve, as you say, let's move quick. Get into the microbiologist that you were at the very forefront of noticing when it was just 20, 30 of them dead, now hundreds and hundreds. Break that down for people and why that's such an important piece of the puzzle.
Well, first of all, if this were just a litany of microbiologists, someone could say, oh, well, in any given group of people, this is the criticism that I used to get, not anymore. Well, you're going to have so many deaths. Well, let me just take you to one of the most interesting current deaths. This was back in 2006. It was Lee Jong Woo, okay? 61. Now, here's the guy that basically is the guy that one of the lead spearheading the organization against global threats from bird flu, AIDS, or other infectious diseases. He was a World Health Organization director, and he obviously dies of a blood clot. or some guy that's basically named Leonid Strashinsky, okay, he gets hit on the head with a champagne bottle in late 2005, and he's the specialist in creating microbes resistant to biological weapons. As we would go through, Alex, the different hundreds of names, the who's who, some of these guys were...
People at major bioweapons experts down in Houston at the college, the car in a five-mile-an-hour zone runs over him and backs back over him, people being shot in the back of the head, microbiologists being gutted and pentagrams carved in them, Washington Post. I mean, go ahead.
Well, it just goes on and on, but one of the most amazing things is again, the one thing that tied all these men together that people couldn't put together was a gentleman by the name of David Kelly. David Kelly was the head of the Ministry of Defense, the British war machine, if you will.
Horton Down Bioweapon Lab.
Absolutely. And, Alex, they changed the story of his death at least 10 to 12 times. Even the, what was it called, the Hutt and Sioux Inquiry absolutely whitewashed it. And now there are books being written by former British MPs saying, Dr. David Kelly was murdered. Now, why that's critical and what most people don't understand is between all of the major pharmaceutical companies and the major intelligence organizations, there is a global design to destroy. And, you know, I thought of a word, Alex, that I tried to come up with word, make a word up, but now the best one that I come up with is annihilation. Because these men, these women who are the who's who, these were the pinnacles of their field, were the ones that could have identified, tracked, and come up with something to combat these weapons that are ready to be loosed. When I first started talking about Ebola pox, almost a decade ago, most people didn't even know that such a thing exists, the combination of Ebola and smallpox. And then all of the derivatives of race-specific, genetic-specific weapons that were being designed, the entire world in the background, what you and I both try and get people to understand that these are very sinister and wicked people that have the plan to annihilate. I mean, they have not only produced the weapons that will bring this to pass, but they've basically exterminated, murdered those that could identify it and try and get a handle on it to prevent it.
Wow.
You know, it's overwhelming, Alex. And then you see the situation now in what you've done with the videos, just the surveillance society, the genetic aspect of, you know, swabbing people's mouths for what their, you know, the DNA database. Let me say something about the Human Genome Project, too. The Human Genome Project is way beyond what most people can even imagine. It's just not cataloging the human genome. These guys are looking for the traits. They're doing the same thing that Hitler did under is Annenerbe, the very special group of the SS that went throughout the world. They're looking for people that have what are called the Hercules gene, or HGF, human growth factor 8, or some of the different anomalies that are out there to basically identify them and incorporate them, and then basically to produce the Universal Soldier. You remember that?
Yes.
The movie Universal Soldier, I think, with Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren. The point is that billions, Alex, billions of dollars is being spent, not just billions. And so you ask yourself, okay, if these guys are spending that much money to come up with someone that basically can fight forever, doesn't need to eat, can go without sleep, and basically has a strength of 20 men, that gets us right back into the biblical realm of the mighty men of old.
They just did that with that mouse that lives twice as long, eats half as much, can run five times as far. Did you see that?
Absolutely. But can I tell you something? It's beyond that. It's like when we hear about Dolly the sheep being cloned, or, you know, actually pun intended.
That's 50 years after they really did it.
Yeah, that's 50 years. The bottom line is that they can clone human beings and download their entire collective subconscious. People say, well, they can't do that because it's not on Fox. It's not on MSNBC. You can't say that. Well, I got news for you. You know, people in positions of power know it, and they're the ones that absolutely are talking about it.
Well, I know this. They're shooting for that. They say that's their goal, and they certainly believe they can do it. That's why they say that there's no room for us to be here. We have to be exterminated so that they can enjoy all of this. Let's talk more about this and what's happening with the dollar when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphanesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
If you go up to Infowars.com, right there in the guest section, you can link through to SteveQuayle.com. Quayle spelled Q-U-A-Y-L-E. Infowars.com. You can link through, and he has written scores of books, incredible information on a wide range of topics, amazingly penetrating research and powerful reading. And before he leaves us, I'll have him plug a few of the books he thinks are most important. I've read several of them. I wish I had time to read. It's going to be more than 10 books he's written. I'm just going from memory. Before we go back to Steve Quayle, I want to tell our listeners about the debtor's secret weapon. This isn't patriot mythology. It isn't quackery or filings or, you know, whatever. This is real baseline info that most people don't know. It is so valuable. It is a thick book, and then it's also three CDs. One of them has like 60-something hours of seminars and info. What you'll learn from this book, get harassing creditors to stop badgering you, learn how to negotiate your own debt without the use of creditors, understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and then keep them from doing it. This is stuff it took me years to learn about. Understand the mindset of collectors so that you know how to play their game. This will be more important than ever now, the time we're going into. Keep your assets but lose your debts. Learn how to obtain good credit regardless of your past credit history. Go to outin90.com, 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 or give them a call at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365 or Outin90.com. Also, In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement is out on DVD in super high quality. I hope you'll order it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And something I haven't told you really enough about, you can get them as low as $10.95 when you get multiple copies. So give them as gifts this Christmas season. Give the gift of knowledge. This message is key. You can go to prisonplanet.tv right now and download it for 15 cents a day in incredibly high quality. And I want you to burn high-quality copies to disk and to give them as gifts. But don't wait till Christmas. Give it now, folks. Tell people this is powerful info. Watch it. So 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Go watch the trailers on that site, whatistheendgame.com or prisonplanet.tv, to see the type of quality you're going to be seeing these films in. It's almost as good as DVD. It's amazing. So prisonplanet.tv. Or call 888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get this message out to everybody. And you're not just authorized. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. When you get the DVD, to make copies for nonprofit, not for sale, educational purposes. Make copies. Get them out to people. Steve, before we get into the economy and where you think this is all going, what are some of the most important books you've written that you recommend for listeners?
Well, I think the most important book that that would set things into perspective, Genetic Armageddon, talks about the stuff you and I are talking about eugenics, what went on in the past, how it's going to be presented in the present. The newest book I just came out with, Alex, just got him last couple weeks ago, was Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. I maintain that the economy that of the world are under the war under war from the internationalists, and also the weather that we're all seeing, whether it's the desert southwest, whether it's the southeastern coast of the United States, I can tell you point blank that you can directly relate all of the different treaties, all of the different patents on weather control and modification to the events now taking place. It's an absolute compendium, my Weather Wars book.
Let's talk more about that before you leave, but right now, how do people get the Weather Wars book? How do they get the Genetic Armageddon book?
Well, they can call 719-547-9100, 719-547-9100. That's the number, or they can actually order it online off my website, just going to my website and clicking on the books on the main page.
SteveQuayle.com.
SteveQuayle.com. You know, the bottom line is I think that, again, Alex, when I put something out, it's like when you do a video, I footnote the Dickens out of it so that people can realize that they hold specific pieces of the puzzle. And what you and I try and do, you with your video, me with my books, is to pry and put the whole thing together for them, because it paints a picture that's so in their face that there's no more denying it. As long as they just got a piece of the puzzle here and a piece of the puzzle there, they can dismiss you and I. But when they start to see the whole puzzles coming together, and just because we, ladies and gentlemen, were talking about this stuff 10 to 15 years ago doesn't make us wrong. It just means that it took longer to come into focus, and now that it's here, there's no more, oh, it's going to be in the future. You know, Alex, that never, you said it on my show and I'll say it on yours, never have I had the sense, the feeling, the witness in my spirit, the concern I have for now, because it's all related. You know, people don't understand that, obviously, if there is a secret weather war going on, most people don't realize the Soviet Union and the United States have a treaty to melt the Arctic, okay? To literally melt the Arctic. That is a treaty that exists and that's been ongoing. So when you read about Harper and the ionosphere teeters, it should come as no surprise. Gee, the polar ice cap, or the ice cap is melting. You know, they're pouring literally massive amounts of energy into the ionosphere, bouncing it off the ionosphere, and it's having the effect of microwaving the oceans of the world. So it should become as no surprise that diseases are increasing, that food is decreasing, and these guys are going to starve America into submission. They're going to absolutely take the United States.
Well, official 1997 Beijing World Population Conference, it was all about how to use food as a weapon to starve the world. We have presidential decision directives. We have State Department Memorandum 200, where they say they'll use food as a weapon. They'll start wars to kill population. I mean, it's the official policy of the U.S. government, and we're begging you. And then I see Lance Armstrong. I don't know whether he's a tool or what, but he says he wants to be governor and then president, getting this cancer initiative passed. Folks, they use the cancer research to develop new cancers. And then the new cures they find, they shelve for the elites. Can you talk about that, Steve?
Well, yeah. Bottom line is that the forbidden medical findings, there's been so many astronomical breakthroughs, so many truly wonderful herbal and natural cures that have been absolutely sidetracked. So you're right, Alex, what they do, and the same thing for the Center for Disease Control. These people are the ones that control what ultimately gets disseminated, whether it's bird flu, whether it's SARS, whether it's anything that they've got out there. The point is that we are now experiencing a time in history unlike any other time in history. And, you know, Jesus made the statement. He said, if God didn't shorten the days for the elect, you can argue over who the elect is all you want, but if God didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. These guys are absolutely now not happy with a 60% kill ratio or a lethal dose, not happy with 70 or 80. They want 100% gene-specified, group-specified kill ratio. In other words...
By the way, let me just stop you there, because, and I want you to elaborate, Steve. This is so important, and listen carefully. National Geographic was a great organization founded over 150 years ago, but then eugenicists really moved into that. They created conservation. They created the environmental groups as a way to set up neo-feudalism, not to actually help the earth. National Geographic pushes articles where they admit the shows in Burma, UN troops guarding rainforests, and says they shoot you if you come in. Oh, that's good. We know that the National Geographic has been used since the 40s in OSS and CIA as major fronts for operatives because they can claim that they're naturalists in these, and photographers and videographers in these rural areas. So we know they're integrated into the military-industrial complex from their weddings with the Navy and the British and the rest of it going back over 150 years being founded over there. But they now, with the Human Genome Project, where there's no doubt that started at Cold Springs Harbor, the Eugenics Records Office, the guy that was running the genetics arm of it in World War II, became the head in, 47? And in 63, got the Nobel Prize. Mr. Watson, he just got in trouble for all this, saying blacks basically aren't people, and we shouldn't allow people to have children, and we should have eugenics. He just had to step down. That very institution is the group running it and taking all the data that the National Geographic gives them, quote, tracing everyone's roots, come into these locations, we'll take your blood, we'll tell you exactly what your background and makeup is, because their problem is we've all intermixed so much, they're trying to decide what race-specific bioweapons might bleed over, and even James Weapons Quarterly says that's the big study now, and as soon as they think they've got that cracked, you know they're going to launch it. And so, folks, what do you think about the little detective statement I just made?
Well, it's absolutely accurate. Wouter Bassam, a very famous scientist in South Africa, was brought before the International Criminal Court for his race-specific bioweapons. You remember that, Alex? And then all of a sudden, he basically gets off scot-free. Or how about the gene printing of everyone in Iceland? You see, again, what people have got to realize, Hitler believed in a place called Hyperborea, or Thule, T-H-U-L-E. And the point that's fascinating is that the Icelandic population, because of the closed nature of their society, has some of the most astonishing genetic strengths in their immuno response to any type of pathogen.
But so do the reindeer and so do the polar bears. It's the incredible Ice Age developments,
right,
of the pressures on Ice Age man.
But the bottom line is, it's not even so much that. It's that the I call them the powers that be, the devils that are, wanted to make sure that they could integrate that into their new, let's just call it, bio cocktail that they're going to be producing for the elite. Because the elite basically believe this, Alex. Here's the bottom line. If they never die, they never have to face the judgment. The Bible says it's given man once to die and once to face the judgment. Now, the ones that...
So they're totally obsessed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you read the writings, they are, with not dying.
Absolutely. Now, there's a reason for that, okay? And I think I've made it pretty clear why that is. But the point is that they think that they can download, they can get their subconscious downloaded in a new body. Most people don't understand the level of understanding of the ancients. The Egyptians weren't just mummifying their kings, rulers, priests, and nobles, okay? Let's just say their elite, because they thought that they wanted to take the great ride over into the netherworld. The bottom line is the British Museum almost 10 years ago said that they had viable DNA from Ramesses II. At some point, it would be decided whether to try and clone him. So they inch it into our awareness, whether it's woolly mammoths are going to be brought back, the whole Jurassic Park, you know. Yeah, I call it techno-feudalism. You call it neo-feudalism. Same thing. The technology now becomes the driving force. And so that's where all the money goes. That's where all the black budget goes. But you know, isn't it amazing, Alex? It isn't to help the common man. It's to destroy the common man and keep the elite in their perpetual state of downloading.
And that's
forever.
What they say. And so to the public, to the police listening, the New World Order hates you. To military listening, they hate you. You're not with them. I mean, even if you want to serve them, you're still not with them. You're with us. No matter how you cut it, no matter how you dice it, how you slice it, you're with us whether you like it or not, brother, sister. And I'm begging you to realize what we're facing. I want to shift gears out of this now and get your take on, I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, on, and I said, man, this could be a worldwide depression. Could it be? And he said, it could cause what's happening with the dollar in a chain reaction with other currencies, driving them up, the total collapse of all the major financial systems. They're so leveraged that he said it could cause total collapse and that we could literally be on the barter system. That was worse than I was even imagining.
Well, I would have to ditto that because, again, the people that we're talking about in the previous subject,
They want
the global collapse of all national currencies. They want to introduce a one-world currency credit card, call it whatever you want, the ID, the mark of the beast. And, Alex, I've got to tell you this. This is what I've been screaming about for so long. Before anybody ever even was talking about derivatives, I was griping about that 10 years ago. And the bottom line is...
And they say Citigroup has 37, Bank of America has 33, Chase Manhattan, they're saying has 80... Trillions, yes.
Yeah, but that's only what they disclose, okay? Because of the lack of transparency or the openness in the numbers that should be out there, they have what are called the obvious reports they file, and then they have the reality world. The reality world, I'm told by very, very key individuals throughout the world, is that the true derivative exposure of the world's banks, the 965 banks, Alex, is $450 trillion.
No, yes, absolutely. That's guaranteed. I mean, yeah. That's just, yeah.
Yeah, but what that means is when you see Citibank, you know, writing down $10-11 billion, you see the different, they're not even touching, you know, that basically what they're doing is they're just leaking the bad news slowly. What Craig Roberts is talking about is very, how should I say this? That's not the worry, that's the design, okay? The same thing that's happening. Look, these greedy guys sold debt to everybody in the world.
Yeah, what they do is they flood everything with fiat currency and credit to get everybody swamped in that false paradigm to then implode it and then have total consolidation.
Absolutely. Alex, can you imagine what I call hour one after a global financial collapse when everyone's ATM machines don't, their cards don't work, the ATM machines?
There will be riots within 12 hours. It will then be bedlam. And folks, understand, you know, you almost apologized earlier for your prescience, for your research, for what you've done, Steve. If we could have had a total world financial depression in the 70s. It was just a deep recession and stagflation. I'm praying that happens now on the good side. Now we are so many billions of times more leveraged, literally billions of times more leveraged conservatively, now that it's in an entirely different power of 10 level. And so we're looking at it in 95, 96, 97, 2000, saying any time this could come loose. It's like some guy who's had 5 heart attacks and his arteries are about to rupture, and you go, he could have a heart attack any day. We don't know. You know, he's gone another 7-8 years, but now he's starting to have it. Now one of the arteries is popped, blood spraying out into the chest cavity. Is the whole aorta going to pop off on the top? Is he going to flop over dead? I mean, it's spewing blood inside the chest cavity right now. I hate to give a bad, you know, a gross analogy here, and I don't want this to be true, but we have a responsibility. So you're apologizing that you saw this coming? I mean, folks.
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm saying that that basically, Alex, because you see it coming, look, first of all, you know how truth is met with usually contempt or ridicule. Then it's gradual acceptance, and then it becomes a person that's been criticizing you, whoever sounding the alarm, okay, not just us, but whoever and all who've been sounding the alarm, and then they criticize us all those years, but then they come to the point of saying, gee, I now see what's going on. What an original thought. So I never make the apology. What I'm trying to say is this, is that the idea of a global financial collapse 10 years ago, before derivatives, you know, Alex, all you have to ask is a question. Structured investment vehicles, weapons of financial mass destruction, Warren Buffett, that's his statement. Yes, who invented these things?
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
You got it. The international globalists. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. We have all sold our birthrights, you know, and I got to tell you, Alex, every day I get calls, every day I get emails, 24/7. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to my future, my 401k, my retirement, blah, blah, blah. If you don't take control of it, ladies and gentlemen, it's vanishing. It's gone because the globalists want it to go away.
Well, on the good side, a global recession, horrible hyperinflation. On the bad side, total fiscal Armageddon, complete global meltdown. I mean, you heard Dr. Roberts' first hour, folks, or if you didn't, it's coming up here in a few minutes again on the rebroadcast. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one light when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Well, one good thing, the silver lining in all of this is that this will get you off the baseball and the football and the acting cool and the spending all your time strutting around and feeling inadequate about your body and all the worldly stuff they put in your heads. And hard times bring out the best and worst in people. A lot of these spoiled, wicked, decadent people have got some hard times ahead. All of us do. Regardless, we know that. And we don't know how rough it's going to be, the waters. But we know we're going into serious storms here. This is just the cutting edge, leading edge right now. Steve Quayle, I've got to get you back sooner than once a year. I've just really been honored to have you on today with us. And even the Financial Times of London, again, admitted a few months ago that big central banks are actually engineering this and are consolidating and getting great power. They said that, though, the elite may have overdone it, and they're concerned it may cause too big an implosion, but I think that's them hedging their bets and trying to, you know, put out a little bit of disinfo there. But there's no doubt it's engineered. What do you see happening in the next 6 months?
Well, first of all, I think the next 60 days are going to be very critical. I'm not saying it's the end of the world in 60 days. I'm saying the next 60 days you're going to see, in my opinion, the death of the dollar. It's going to absolutely go. I see the euro ultimately at two. It'll take 2 to 1. In other words, it'll take two U.S. dollars to buy 1 euro. Euro today is about close to $1.47. The thing that I think is important for people to understand is that the entire system, Alex, is coming apart at the seams. The system is built on sinking sand, and I would encourage people, even those that have never considered how bad it can get, to obviously take the proactive measures of making sure their families have food, water, the necessary clothing, the necessary self-defense, and quite candidly, prepare for the worst, because we're not just talking about a burp, an interruption, or even a 1933 Great Depression redo. We are talking about, Jesus said that the times we're coming into, there have never been times like this that we're going to be facing, nor would be again. So the bottom line is these guys, the globalists, the international Luciferian elite, they understand that they've got to go for the whole Megillah, which ultimately ends in the Battle of Armageddon, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Regardless, and I agree with you, but regardless of for atheists out there or agnostics, whatever, you heard Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, top 10, you know, economist currently living, saying it could be worse than world depression. I went, what do you mean? He said, I mean barter. Total collapse. And by the way, that rebroadcast, I interviewed him 10 minutes into the show. It's about to restart at InfoWars.com. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in to the rebroadcast of the interview at InfoWars.com as we restream it, or subscribe to the podcast for free and listen to that. And then, if you didn't catch all of Steve's interview, listen to that coming up in a rebroadcast in 3 hours, or listen right now to the podcast. Steve, amazing. We've got to get you back up. Let's get you back up next week. And I just really want to thank you for coming on. SteveQuayle.com. Link up on InfoWars.com. And take care, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now. Warn somebody. Tell them to tune in so they can hear the truth. That's all I'm trying to do here is get the word out. You know, this stuff has a way of making you not be so worldly, doesn't it? Moment of truth. This has a way of making you not be so arrogant. Me included. It has a way of crushing the ego, doesn't it? That's right. A lot of you psychopaths out there are going to feel pain, too. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.